Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com. All right. Thanks for listening to Hour 1 of Around the House with Eric G. Let's go to Hour number 2. For more information, head to aroundthehouseonline.com and make sure you like and follow us on Facebook as well. Now, let's get to the show.
Now we just gotta get you on the radio. Yeah, you got it.
Get on the radio. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is hour number 2 of the show. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
Welcome back, everybody. Well, we had a good hour 1 today.
Absolutely.
From brilliant to talking about drywall to all the fun different stuff about gift giving and gift buying. Now we're going to dive into more of that
Before we do that, I do want, we didn't get a chance to really, I don't think we did this in hour number 1. If you ever have a question for us, day or night, 24 hours a day, we have a toll-free, or not even toll-free number, it's a local number that you can call us here in Portland.
Yeah, just really, I mean,
you don't need a toll-free 1-800 number anymore. 503-521-7072. The way this works, seeing as you can call us at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're not going to wake us up. You're going to leave a message with your name and what your question is, and we're going to call you back, and then we'll record that and we can put it in the show. So please give us a call, 503-521-7072.
That's for all you people out there maybe catching the show in the middle of the night.
Yep.
Saturday night into Sunday morning in Portland, the show re-airs from midnight to 2. So for people like Jacob out there that are listening, our buddy, you know, listens overnight on that. If you got a question, you can actually call in with that.
But I mean, that goes for podcast listeners. That goes for anyone out
Everybody.
In Chicago, anyone. If you have any sort of question, please give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
All right. Good information. And make sure you head over to our Facebook page, like and follow Round the House with Eric G. We've got a lot going on over there as well with the, I'm going to be posting up a bunch of pictures this week of the remodeling over at my place. And I'll bring in that conversation as well. But make sure you head over to Around the House Nation, because that's where we get into more detail over there. We'll get into the posts of fun stuff on Around the House with Eric G, but we get into the weeds over on the Nation.
So. Yep. Anyone with questions or they've got, I've got this extra brick sitting around. What can I do with it? We'll have people that'll give you all sorts of ideas.
Oh, yeah. That's the group chat. So head over there, and it's your own little version of Reddit over there, I guess, is what you'd call it on Facebook.
Seems about right. We share memes. We have fun.
We have a good time. So, all right. Well, hey, I wanted to talk a little bit more about, you know, we talked about the multi-tool in the last segment, and that's basically that oscillating blade that goes through, and you can do plunge cuts. You know, you can do so many different cuts with that thing. And, you know, Fine was the one that came out with it. To be honest, I use the Milwaukee with the Fine blades because they interchange. And I like those blades a lot better than, like, the Milwaukee ones.
Oh, you actually like something more than Milwaukee?
The Fine blades I like better.
I'm sorry. I know you like Milwaukee tools.
But Milwaukee's not the
end-all be-all.
They're not the end-all be-all. I mean, they are a great tool company, but there's a lot of great tools out there. And, you know, so anyway, those Fine blades work really well. I think what it is there's a little more flexibility to the blade. Now, when I've used the Milwaukee blades, they are a harder blade. So if you push too hard on it,
too much stress, they're rigid.
Snaps. Yeah. Bust right off. Where I think they're using more spring steel in the Fine blades. So you've got a little bit of forgiveness with it. So you can actually do a little bit more with it. One of the things that I thought was a real good, I mean, that's just a great gift for any person out there. I mean, if you have that, and if you have a good cordless drill driver set and a bunch of hand tools, you're 3/4 of the way there to getting
there's a very little that you can really can't do with that.
Yeah, you could cut just about anything. I mean, one little trick that I do sometimes when I have to cut out for outlets and stuff, if I'm doing anything like I was running cable for cable TV, it's so easy to sit there and basically mark out my box where I want to do it. I grab my shop vac
with a dust mask just to be safe.
Yep.
And then I cut my drywall with it while I'm sucking out the dust from the shop. You can get most, it's almost dust-free cutting with a tool. So much quicker than sitting there, you know, with the
grinding at it,
or cutting it with a drywall knife, or hacking at it that way. So there's a lot of good ways you can do those cuts without making a big mess.
I'm just saying, if you haven't seen it on our Facebook page, I do want to direct you over to the Around the House with Eric G Facebook page. You put up a video, I want to say probably over a month ago now,
yep,
of just a professional when it comes to drywall.
Oh my gosh. We got so many hits on that. We still do.
It still goes. Yeah.
This dude has a drywall axe and he goes through and he is a master. 1950s, 60s-esque type of video. I forget what the year is on it, but it's absolutely amazing. So I wanted to talk about our next gift. This one's kind of cool. This one's made by Baldwin Hardware. Now, there's a bunch of different style ones out there. I just like the Baldwin one because it has an extra layer of security. This is a smart home deadbolt lock. So okay, your front door, you know, you got your lock set and your deadbolt above it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a touchscreen deadbolt, basically, that you can unlock with your phone.
Okay. I mean, I kind of like that. Because I was thinking where you were going with it. It was like a fingerprint kind of scanner.
Which I kind of like, but
the phone.
This is a code one and you can use your phone. So if you've already got, you know, most people's phones are locked, right?
Yeah.
So you got to get into that. Maybe it's facial recognition. Maybe it's fingerprint. Maybe it's putting your code number.
Mm-hmm.
What you can do, though, is you can give access to your home to people during a time. So if you've got a house cleaner coming over or you've got the kids coming home from school, you can allow it to let them in during those times.
Now, is it just going to unlock during those times or will it?
No, it will. You can come up and use your phone. You can give them access. So they put the app on their phone and they have access into your door lock.
Through their phone. Okay.
Now, what's cool is you can keep track of it as well, but it has a touch screen on the front of it. And so you put the code in. Well, if you ever messed around with people's phones, you can see what their code numbers are. If you hold the glass up to the light,
most
people don't, let's be honest. You can see where those numbers are.
Yep. Once you said the phone, I was a little worried, like security-wise, but yeah.
So what they'll do is when you come up and hit the screen to open it, put the code in,
mm-hmm,
it'll ask you to mirror the code that comes up there. So let's say it says, you know, 1478.
Is it like a random number generator kind of thing?
Okay. You'll hit the screen, turns on. It's like, all right, that's not when you put your code in. It'll say, oh, hit 1414. Then you put your code in.
So you have to be in front of the device
and hit in the code that it tells you. And those are going to be different than what the numbers are. So if somebody comes up and breathes on it and tries to see what the fingerprints are, there's a whole lot of fingerprints on it. There's no way for somebody to get that off the screen.
I can kind of dig that. I like that idea.
So it's kind of cool that way. I like that. And so it's that kind of responsive touchscreen kind of thing on there, which I like. And you have to put that in. But you can put in up to 16 customizable user codes.
Wow.
So you can give a code to the house cleaner. You can give it to
the dog walker,
whatever, you know, and you can give access to that, which is cool. And it can have 4 to 8 digit codes. So if you want to go super deluxe,
super long, yep,
you can go super long, you know. And so I like that because you can custom code if you had somebody coming over, the appliance repair person, and they will go in there if you give them access. You could give them access.
Now, the other thing that I worry about with this, is there a way to disable that code once they're gone?
Yeah, you just go in and
you can make that code invalid.
Yep.
Cool. So that then you don't have to worry about people coming back.
Exactly. So, you know, and here's what's cool. It's electronic, but it also gives you that UL 20-minute fire rating too. So it's not just it's delicate. It'll actually follow with the fire rating on a door too, because that way it'll hold up if you have a fire or something. It's rated for that.
Okay.
So that's good for garages and things like that where you want to have access in that way. So I like it. I mean, it's a good little one. You know, and it also gives you a master code to add or delete user codes as well. So you can go in there and actually do it from the lock. But I like using the app on those kind of things.
I was going to say the master, I mean, that's your own personal, like, homeowner. This is the master code. Everyone else gets a different one.
Correct.
Okay.
So I think it's really cool. I think it gives you access into places that, you know, especially when, you've got these days with different people helping around the house. Kids coming in, friends coming over.
Yep.
Maybe you've got the dog sitter while you're on vacation. The people are coming over. You know, somebody watching the puppies. Guess what? Now you can do that and then wipe it clean and nobody's got the key to your house. Think about that. Every time people move, do they change the locks? They should.
They should, but do they?
Yeah. Did the landlord chain the locks? Who knows?
And all I'm saying is I know when I was a kid, I lost my house key a couple times.
Yep.
This kind of eliminates that.
It does, in a big kind of way. All right, when we come back, let's talk more about some of these gifts. We got some good ones. We'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns.
What's up? This is Stick
and Satchel from Steel Panther, and you are listening to
Around the House with Eric G.
Yeah.
We love Eric G, and you should too.
Single weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
Got a little Steel Panther there. I want to give them credit for getting Motley Crue back together again.
And I want to say that they had a football commercial that was pretty awesome near around Thanksgiving. We showed that up on the Facebook
page. They actually did a Thanksgiving song. So head over to Facebook. That's around hilarious. The house with Eric G. So hilarious, and it's so true. And they did it for Thanksgiving football.
Them and Rob Riggle. It was great.
Oh, man. It was quality. So you got to check that thing out. It's worth watching.
Hey, if you have any questions for us, give us a call. 503-521-7072. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And across the nation, give us a call anytime. We would love to put you in the show.
Sounds good, man. I appreciate it. Well, here's one of the things. Make sure you like us on Facebook, Around the House with Eric G. You can message us there as well. And if you want to see all the different things we're doing, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com and a little self plug here. Head over to our store.
There it is. I was hoping you were going to mention it.
Yeah. Let's talk about gifts for a minute and the gift buying thing. If you want to get somebody that Around the House gift, we have our own store up there. So go to aroundthehouseonline.com. That's our Facebook page. And you can head over to our Etsy store. And guess what? You can buy those products over there. You want a coffee mug? They've got coffee mugs. You want t-shirts? Oh, we got t-shirts.
Men's and women's t-shirts.
You got it. Oh, yeah. We have a nice mix of men and women's stuff in there. So it, whatever style you want, you're good.
And I mean, we haven't marked this up. We're not making a bunch of money off this. I mean, we're talking $11 coffee mug, $22 crop top, $55 fleece jacket. I mean, these are all prices for things that you would normally be paying for these
items. I made this
as
super reasonable as possible and not making this a profit center. This is for all you people out there that have been asking for it. So be one of the first ones out there, because what I want to do is I want to challenge everybody out there. When you're on vacation having fun, I want to see pictures of this stuff.
Where you're wearing it.
Maybe you got the hat. Maybe you got the coffee mug. Maybe you're, you know, having your morning coffee in Bali on vacation. I want to see that picture, because we're going to share it and have some fun with it.
Absolutely. And also, if when we do live shows, we'd love to see it. We'll grab you. We want to take a picture of you and you're Around the House gear.
You got it. So that's going to be that's the instant access into the Cool Kids Club with that one with us. That's for sure.
You have our thumbs up. All we have to do is see that logo.
You got it. So, all right. Well, let's get back in here. Here's some stuff that this is one that's been, and I've had some conversations with these guys, because, you know, I do a lot of speaking for the trades. Mm-hmm. With home technology. You know, it's one of the things that I do with builders and remodelers and that kind of stuff around the country outside of the radio show. Chamberlain has something that is so inexpensive. If you've got I'm going to be shooting a segment here in the next week or two on replacing my garage door. I have a dangerous garage door opener in the new house. Before we move in, it's getting changed out. Period. It has no safety light on the end of it. So literally, if a dog runs out or a kid gets underneath that door or somebody tries to run out and beats it and trips,
there's no laser or anything.
There's no laser, no nothing.
Wow.
This is a 1977 original garage door.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's coming out.
It's got to go.
this thing is it's an old Genie. It still works amazingly well for
something that's almost 50 years old.
Yeah. But, however, dangerous as all get out. So I'm going to be replacing that. So I'm going to be putting in a new garage door opener. But let's say you've got a couple-year-old garage door opener, and it works really well, and there's no reason to change it out. No reason to throw something away that working great. Chamberlain has their MyQ Smart Garage Hub. So this replaces the switch. You know that little almost doorbell switch inside your door?
That's right there by the light switch, right?
Yeah, right there. The garage. It replaces that. But it's Bluetooth.
Okay. So you won't need to be there to open and close it.
No, you can look on your phone at night and go, did I shut that garage door? Yep, it's shut. But here's the one thing I like about this. What I like about this is that if you are having problems or you're worried about your Amazon packages being stolen, there is a feature with that where the Amazon driver can open it big enough and slide products under your garage door inside your garage. So Amazon has a button that they can click.
That'll just raise it a few inches or
however. Raise it up enough to put in a product underneath there.
And then close it again.
And close it again.
Okay.
So instead of those packages
porch pirates,
being porch pirates stealing stuff, especially this time of year, we are in full-on porch pirate season right now.
Yeah.
So for $20 to $30, depending on what sale you get out there,
you can eliminate that problem.
Yeah. And Amazon has the access if it's available in your area. Make sure you check with that, but that's the new Amazon thing. They can do that. They can put it in the garage, and now it's secure inside your residence. So not a bad way to go. And for, you know, under $30.
Peace of mind.
Peace of mind for that. You know, of course, people are going to be worried about Amazon ripping off stuff out of their house, but
it's better than what Amazon, what was it last year where they could have, you could let delivery drivers just into your home? Or something like that. I remember that came out.
Into your car.
Which doesn't sound safe to me, but this sounds a lot.
This, you at least get into the garage, but if you lock your garage door, then it doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
you're safe. So that's a good way to go. Now, for my house, we're going to be doing a little bit differently because I'm going to go full on new garage door opener.
Okay.
Now, what I like about this is they have Chamberlain again. They've got, I'm going to be talking about this in my, and my smart home stuff with NAHB, but they've got their new garage door opener with the corner-to-corner LED lighting system. So they made this a garage light as well.
Okay.
So they made it so basically that garage door opener is usually in the center of the garage, right? If it's one of the main track mount ones that goes in the middle.
Yep.
So they put LED lighting on the side. Instead of just that dumb light bulb that goes in every other garage door opener, they put high intensity side LED lights that light the entire garage.
So it's also a shop light.
Also a shop light, which is cool. And this is I'm going with an ultra quiet belt drive, so it's quiet. It's not rah, 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 rah. Mine sounds like a meat grinder.
I was gonna say something from that long ago, I imagine, isn't quite as quiet.
You're gonna wake the neighbors up with that. But what I like about it, battery backup.
Even if power goes out.
Power goes out. Guess what? I can get my car out in the morning, go to work, or go to the station, do what I need to do. I don't have to go pull the red handle and slide the door open. All right. There's our music. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about our favorite gifts for 2019, just as soon as Around the House returns.
Ron Keel, the metal cowboy from Keel, the Ron Keel Band and Steeler. We are rocking Around the House with Eric G.
Raise your fist, make your stand for family friends and all the fans. If you're gonna take on the world, fight like a band.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement and cheer. design, construction, everything else, every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vauder.
We've been talking today. We've got a lot of different conversations today. We start out talking a little bit about drywall
popcorn
ceilings and dealing with that. We talked, with the CEO of Brilliant, talked about that electronic device, which is cool. Now we've been talking about some holiday gift stuff as well. And there's so many good ideas for gifts out there these days. I wanted to finish up our conversation with talking about garage door openers and that. Because one of the things that I liked about, last time we were talking about the Chamberlain garage door opener, they're like, what's cool with that is with that battery backup, you can get outside, and we had to go to break, so I cut this little thought off. But really, it gives you that peace of mind that you're going to be able to get in and out of that thing if the power's out. And here in the Northwest, or even if you're out on the East Coast, we get these storms in the wintertime. They get taken out. Or in California, you can just call it a summer day.
No, yeah, Northeast, though, with like their nor'easters and stuff. Man, oh. I don't envy you guys out on the in the Northeast.
No, and it's in California, that's a huge deal now with the fires and stuff down there, People losing power for a couple days. And
but it's intentionally turning it off to keep these wildfires from spreading.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So that's a whole other thing. So at least you can get your car out of the garage without having to mess with it. But, and if you buy the top of the line, walk into the store and do a DIY project. Let's say you pay $300 for that garage door opener. First off, I do want to say, if you don't have those sensors, the light, that goes across the light sensor, you need to replace that garage door opener. That's what I'm doing with mine. So I want to make sure that...
It's a huge safety issue.
It is. It's a huge safety issue, and that's one of those things that I just really want to make sure people understand with safety is that... One, you can get a new garage door opener. They're cool. It'll work great. It'll be quiet. Other people in the house won't be woken up every time the garage door opener opens up if you get a good one. But more importantly, man, you're going to be safe with the pets and the kids and stuff. So that's another one.
Because trust me, when I was a kid, and I knew I could do this because we had that little laser that went across. So I'd try and hit it and then get out the door before the door would come down. And, all it would really take is me slipping once. And not having that laser there, and there's nothing I could really do.
No. Now, here's a little secret you can do. This is actually a cool little trick for garage doors. I've got it in my house now. Wire a second switch just inside the garage door.
Right next to the track. Say you have the switch on the outside, the keypad.
You got the key on the keypad there.
And then just on the inside of the garage door
there. On the inside of the garage door, put a secondary switch. Because you want to shut it, you can just click. Reach then, around, standing on the other side of the other laser light.
And then you can leave.
Knock it, leave. $5 for the materials. Super easy to do, and you have access. So if you've got that older door, it's great. If you have it on your phone, you can do it at any time, so it doesn't really matter. But if you've got that older door, put a second switch in. Not that hard. And less likely to go trying to do the, James Bond sliding into the door. Routine.
Risking
looking it. Like Russell Wilson sliding into a first down or something.
Yeah, you darn Seahawks fan.
Yeah, go Hawks.
Yeah, whatever.
So it was, it's like my buddy Scotty was giving me a hard time on this last week on Facebook about my Hawks winning. And this isn't a sports show, but he's a Chargers fan. And he's like, we just haven't played for a while. We'd take you. And I said, well, why don't you just get your team into the playoffs? We'll see what happens.
Better pick a city.
Pick a city, yeah. That too.
Anyways.
Not to digress too much, but that's one of those things that, with the garage door openers is great. One of the projects I've been working on my house, just to digress a little bit, I put in a dog door.
Okay.
That can be a kind of an energy-saving good gift for somebody. Whether or not you're putting it through the door, putting it through the side of the house. For me, I have all glass doors.
Can't put it through the door.
No. And they're swinging, so it's just not going to work. If you have a full light door that's full glass, you're not cutting a hole in that to put a dog door in. So I didn't really have a good option. And I'm sure not putting it on my front door, which is a cool mid-century door. I'm not cutting that thing up for anything.
No.
So I actually put through the wall. Well, that was actually really easy to do. But the problem is you ran out, and you can catch on Around the House Nation if you go over there and take a look. I put a picture up, and we... David Applebaum, our friend architect out of Beverly Hills, Bel Air down there, made some good comments, which I've taken into account and will be showing in the when I take a picture of the final product. But it, here's the problem you run into. Okay, went outside the house. Well, on this side of the house, due to drainage, I've got from the floor of the house down to the terrain is 24 inches. Well,
too
dog's not going
to jump up.
Or jump down. Not going to jump up, go through the flap. You know, let's say at the circus. So I built a little doggy deck out there. So I built a 2-foot by 3-foot little landing area and then a ramp to go down. And so, you know, I had some extra materials around, so it worked out really well. I just built it out of existing stuff that I had in the clean wood pile, if you know what I mean. It turned out really good. But that is going to save a ton of energy in my household, because what ended up happening is we'd let the dogs out. What do? Leave the sliding glass door open.
Yep. Yeah.
15, 20 minutes as they run in and out, play a little, let them play a little bit. I'm letting either heat in or cold out or vice versa. And I think that dog door, even though there you can spend a couple $100 pretty quickly on it, is going to pay for itself so darn quickly, because now it's just, I can slide a panel down. It is one of those things that I think is going to pay for itself in its first 6 months.
Now, what I'm curious is, I mean, you've got a hole basically in the side of your house right now.
Yes.
But you're going to save on energy. How are you not losing heat?
You will lose a little bit of heat.
But not, I mean, of course, not compared to the sliding door. You're not.
Yeah, I've got a sliding glass door that's open for hours on end. What's going to happen, though, is at night, I'm going to put the flap down. It'll close it up. And
it'll seal it off.
It'll seal it off, and there'll be an air gap in there. It won't be that bad. But I think what it is that it's going to really save some energy that way, as well as just keep cleaner air in, too. I mean, I'll have a little bit of fresh airflow through that. It's not perfectly sealed up. But I think it's going to really save some energy that way and be a secure house. People are like, well, what happens if a burglar gets through there? Rye's not going to let a burglar get through there.
No, he's not.
Not a chance.
If you knew Eric's dog, you would know he wouldn't. Look, I'm barely able to cross the threshold of your home without, I'm not going to say he attacks me because he doesn't. He just wants to play with me.
Yes, he does. You're his buddy now. So, but you wouldn't want to go sticking your head through that.
No, you wouldn't want to see him on the other side of that dog door.
No, not at all. Not at all. So that's one of those things you just got to be careful with. But anyway, it's going into his, I built their own fenced in area on the side of the house that is going to be their doggy play area. I've got, you know, turf going down there, AstroType turf, you know, the synthetic turf going on the side. It's going to be perfectly cleanable over there because we've got a good piece of property. I don't want to have to go, you know, or Julie have to go, or any one of us, the kids have to go cleaning up dog poo
all across all over the place of the yard.
Trying to find it out there. I want to keep that localized. And so there's ways to do that. And we'll put those plans and stuff in what I've got up there, because I think it gives you a lot of good opportunities for controlling an area. One, and two, giving them some freedom to come in and out as they want to without having to manage that. You know?
Also, you're laying down turf, so you really don't have to worry about them digging out either.
No. And I'll be honest, I had to dig those fence post holes. That was some of the hardest digging I've had.
I know the area.
You know the area well, and it might as well be concrete.
Yep. Yeah, it's you don't want to deal with it.
Oh my gosh, it was just like I it took me longer to dig the holes than to build the 25 or 30 feet of fence. I mean, it was that crazy. I had a half a day in just digging like 10 post holes. It was insane. So that's just kind of what you fight with that. But anyway, that's a good gift idea. Is something that for that pet lover that can save money, because who doesn't like to save money? It's better for the pet because they can go outside.
They have a sense of freedom.
You know, you think about it, pets most likely are given up to adoption because of bathroom issues that they have. So it's one of those things, you know, oh no, it was ruining this, ruining that. If you can make a better situation for that, you're so much better off.
Makes everyone's lives easier, including the pet.
Absolutely. All right, we come back. We're going to wrap up and talk a little bit more gift ideas. We'll do that. Let's let Liliac take us out. We'll talk more gift giving just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement, interior design, construction, everything around the house every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
Man, where did the show go? We always say this
every week we say this.
I know it, but it's just like, man, time flies. And we want to thank you for joining us and listening. Hey, if you want more information about what we're talking about, I'm going to put all this stuff up here after the show ends in a few minutes, so you'll be able to see it up on Facebook, which is Around the House with Eric G. None of these are paid sponsor type things, so I'm not sharing prices and that kind of stuff because I don't know where you're going to get it, depending on where you're at. But I'm going to put some links up at least so you can at least find a way to track it down. And it might not be the place you want to get it, but at least you'll have the products, so you know where to go out and shop for it. And so many of these products, too, they've got different prices. You can get them online. You can get them from a local retailer. I'll always say, hey, buy local when you can. Just because I like to give
support the
local businesses out there. And more importantly, you've got somebody you can look in the eye if you've got a problem with the technology training, especially when you're talking smart home stuff. If you need advice, at least you can go talk to somebody that might be able to give you a hand with that.
And typically with like mom and pop shops like that, you'll have somebody that you'll have built a rapport with.
There'll be somebody there and you're just that much better off. So, well, I wanted to talk about a couple things. One, I want to talk about power tools for a minute. There are so many different kinds of power tools out there. And if you've got the old battery technology, I just want to make sure that you take the time and do your research and grab a platform and go with it. It doesn't matter if it's you're just an entry-level homeowner and you're just doing little stuff. So you've got Ryobi, something like that. That's just, hey, I'm going to use this good starter set. I'm not going to heavily use it. I'm not a contractor. I have no massive building projects up. Nothing wrong with Ryobi for that. You know, they work really good. Now, I do want to say that, you know, even though Ryobi is owned by the same company that owns Milwaukee, those products do not cross over.
No, completely different.
Completely different. Each company has their own R&D team.
Yep.
They're completely different. Now, it's a little bit different when you're talking DeWalt, Craftsman, Porter Cable. You start to see some things cut across. Now, the batteries won't interchange, but they're the same batteries many times. If you take the drills apart, they're all pretty close.
The fact that they don't interchange makes me laugh.
I know. They could interchange if they wanted to, but they don't.
They should, in my book.
But, you know, each company has their own way to do it. But take a look out there. Do not be afraid of the new Craftsman tools out there for homeowners. They're made by DeWalt.
Yeah, they were bought by DeWalt here in the last
year or two ago. So you're seeing that branding out there. This is back to the heyday
of Craftsman
tools. A couple years ago, no, I stayed away from them. Right now, I would not be ashamed to own one of those in my tool stuff. They're pretty heavy duty, and they're easy to use. So again, it's one of those things, just don't shy away from that. There, you can get those at, you know, lots of different home improvement stores, but don't be afraid to get that.
Now, one question that I did have for you that I did want to ask before the show's over, is there a better time to buy gifts like tools and stuff like that? Should we be buying them now early in December or should we wait? Are we going to see better deals as we get closer to the holidays?
Hard to say.
Okay.
Now, being that we're kind of in the first week of December, you're still seeing some lingering Black Friday sales continuing of products that were Black Friday that
probably want to jump
out
on those.
Better jump on it today, tomorrow. You know, get on that. See if you can get some of those Black Friday deals wrapped up. Some people took that out for a week. You know, Costco, they went a couple days on sales out there. Some of these stores are going, yeah, they're trying to get you in the store. So take a look at that. Watch out for some of the bundled sets like I talked about. Something to be careful with, but the risk of going later in the year when they hit those 2 days before, or as I call guys,
get it out.
It's the guy shopping season. When is it?
Oh, yeah.
December 23rd. First day of guy Christmas shopping season. You know, so many last minute people go out and do that. You run the risk of not having inventory out someplace. And that's where you got to be careful with. If you run out of it, you can't get it, or you can't get it shipped here, or you got weather. Who knows? If it's out of stock, it's out of stock. You might be in trouble, especially if it's a hot tool out there. But my advice, figure out your platform, or if you're buying for somebody else, figure out what platform they're using. Is it the DeWalt 20 volt? Is it this? Whatever it is, stick with it, build on it, because platforms are going to be around for a while. Well, that's all the show. That's all time we got for this week, man. Well, I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
And you've been listening
to Around the House.
Around the House by Eric G. is produced by Design by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by Envision Networks. All rights reserved. Copyright 2019. Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all the shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of Around the House with Eric G. We really appreciate it. Like and follow us on Facebook. That's Around the House with Eric G. And make sure you listen to the podcast and subscribe, follow, comment, and share to all your friends. We'd really appreciate it. For more information, head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Make sure and follow our podcast Shorts, which is our midweek special on Wednesdays, and Around the Toolbox for the trades on Thursdays. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.